However, with Russia's huge population and absolute monarchy, it was able to move troops to the Eastern Front a lot sooner than expected. The English and French troops were upping the ante as well on the Western Front, so by Christmas, both fronts were stalled in a stalemate. The nearly four-year struggle of trench warfare began. Trench warfare. T-R-E-N-C-H space W-A-R-F-A-R-E. This type of fighting was not only destructive for human lives, but for the ideals behind fighting war. Traditional ideas of fighting for the honor of one's country were literally blown apart by the random violence of the trenches. Hand-to-hand combat was now very rare, and so the idea of let the best man win was no longer applicable. Instead, one had to be lucky enough to make it to the end zone through a barrage of artillery, machine gun fire, landmines, tank attacks, bombs from the air, and barbed wire fencing to face the enemy's rifles, bayonets, and tear gas. It took political events outside of the trenches to rescue the Europeans from this industrialized factory of death. First, the Russian Revolution of 1917, and second, the proposed Mexican-German alliance that same year, which led to the United States joining the Allied powers. Russia reached an early peace with Germany thanks to the world's first successful communist-inspired revolution, ending the Eastern Front and turning the absolute monarchy of Russia into the USSR. Capital U, period, capital S, period, capital S, period, capital R, period. The addition of the U.S. to the Allied powers led to the Western Front's permanent advance towards Germany. By 1918, the German fighting population was so decimated that 16-year-old boys were fighting in the trenches. Therefore, at 11 o'clock a.m. on November 11, 1918, the armistice went into effect and the guns stopped firing for the first time in over 4 years. Armistice, spelled A-R-M-I-S-T-I-C-E. November 11th is still commemorated in the United States, though the name was changed from Armistice Day to Veterans Day.